The Brant and Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by Fellowship Home Loans. To find out more about the radio show or to order Brant's new book, The Truth About Us, go to BrantHanson.com.
Question for you, just want your honest answer. Do you remember the last time you wore legit pants, not sweatpants? This is for everybody listening. Just as you're listening, do you remember? Because it says here the majority of 2 out of 3 Americans don't remember.
Because of the quarantine. Because of
quarantine.
Wearing pajama pants and or sweatpants.
Pajamas, shorts.
Yeah.
Sweatpants and whatnot.
Okay.
And I totally understand that, but I do remember.
Okay.
Because I deliberately did it a couple weeks ago. I'm like, I'm going to wear me some pants.
It was a deliberate decision.
I came downstairs. My wife was like, well, all dressed up. Here's a tip for your Zoom meetings. I'm really good at this stuff, like just social mixing, making a difference, getting ahead at work, whatever. So in a Zoom meeting, what you want to do is command the Zoom room from the outset.
Command the Zoom room.
Yes, from the outset. So imagine, like, let's say you're my boss and we're on Zoom, and let's say the whole board is on Zoom too. So there's all these, it's a big meeting.
Now let's be clear.
I need to make a splash.
You didn't call the meeting.
No.
Okay. All right.
No.
So somebody else has an agenda for this
meeting.
Just
teaching you how to get ahead. I've learned stuff. And this is, you have to get noticed. You have to be the smart one in the room.
Mm-hmm.
So imagine all the bored people are there and you're just starting. And I take myself off mute because you have to get attention.
Oh, boy.
So you welcome with the board and everybody.
Okay. Welcome to this very important meeting, everyone. We
what
get
was the highest mountain in the world before Mount Everest was discovered? And then you have some Jeopardy music. What was the highest mountain in the world before Mount Everest was discovered, you ask? Oh, you don't know. Well, the answer is it was Mount Everest. Even before it was discovered, it was still the tallest mountain in the world. So, okay. And then you could just let the meeting unfold from there.
It will unfold.
Yeah, it'll unfold. And then with offers of promotions.
With your departure.
With my departure. Meetings with HR, exit interviews, a whole host of things will happen.
Unfold.
You know, with this quarantine thing, everybody gaining weight and stuff, you know what's going on.
What?
It's like,
I don't know.
Well, the stats are 41% of us have gained weight during the quarantine.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, quarantine.
Yeah.
Weren't we kind of trending that way anyway?
Brant Hanson poses least, the question.
No, I mean, at least 41% of us
anyway?
Will already. I mean, that's kind of how we have been
We're
going anyway.
There, guys,
it's
come on.
True. Welp, this can sure happen on social media. You get ready to write something to straighten somebody out on something.
Oh, yeah, they need straightened out.
Boy, do they. Man. My goodness.
And I'm just the one to do it.
I am.
Yes.
I mean, you and I both, we're words people.
Uh-huh.
Words, I don't know if wordsmith, but something like it.
Oh, yeah.
You put words together
to
reduce people to ribbons if we want.
If we want.
And then you run across, start looking in Proverbs, see stuff at the wrong time, really messes you up.
Yeah.
Fools show their annoyance at once, but the prudent overlook an insult.
Mm-hmm.
Overlook an insult. Fools show their annoyance at once. I had to reply right then.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't.
Mm-hmm.
I deleted it. But I was showing my annoyance at once. I felt this urgency. Mm-hmm. Then there's another one. Those who guard their lips preserve their lives, but those who speak rashly will come to ruin. So...
Stuff.
I might start a social media network called ruin.com just for people like me. Question. Are you feeling a little dangerous today? Are you feeling a little on the edge? A little crazy, ready to do something on the wild frontier? All right. Well, a lot of us guys, we feel that way. Like, I just want to do something edgy.
Okay.
And you know what would be edgy? For everybody, you know what would be really, really edgy, unmappable, like nobody, I mean, it's wild frontier stuff. No one would understand it. It's too difficult. It's cutting edge. Nobody gets it. Forgive somebody who doesn't deserve it. Today, somebody does not deserve it. That's extreme sports. The other stuff, that's like, those are stunts. This is extreme. And, I saw that scripture again where Jesus was talking about picking up your cross every day. That's extreme. And but he did that as it was to show us forgiveness, like to show us how much we didn't deserve it. In the end, he was willing to forgive us. Man, rough deal. Hey, next time you have a Zoom meeting, think about this. Mm-hmm. Like one that you're like, man, this could have been an email. Why are we doing this again? It's right. Annoying. This one lady had a bad day in Germany. She's mm-hmm. okay. Mm-hmm. But her doctor or dentist put her to sleep. Mm-hmm. And he didn't want to spread out the 14 root canals that she was going to need over the next few Ooh. Weeks. So he decided
just all together.
He did it all in one day. Ooh. So she's recovered $8,000 in compensation, so on and so forth.
Yeah, sure.
That's a bad day. 14 root canal day. That's bad. So if you're sitting there, I mean, it could be worse.
Right.
Could be,
oh, I see. This is for our perspective.
That's what I'm trying to offer.
Sitting in Zoom meeting. You're like, oh, this is getting on my nerves.
Could be getting 14 root canals. I mean, it could be really bad. Thank you again to our awesome friends at Fellowship Home Loans. We really like these guys a lot. The truth is, even though the circumstances aren't awesome, mm-hmm. the interest rates are continue to go down. It saves you so much money. So talk to these guys about it. They're fantastic. Just we both have had 5-star experiences getting mm-hmm. loans from them. So we really do believe in them, and they are, you know, they're coming from the same place we are. Mm-hmm. So they support our show and stuff like that. So mm-hmm. we love that. Fellowship Home Loans, you can talk to Mike or Brian, but their phone number is 800-804-SAVE. And if you're buying a house or you own one, you got to talk to them about refinancing or getting a mortgage with this interest rate is crazy low. So great time to do it. 800-804-SAVE. And I think you'll find they're awesome. Hey, so Sherry and I have been talking about stuff off the air here for quite a while, and it was really compelling, and you would have enjoyed it. So
goodbye, everyone. We just want to let you know.
And I don't want to recapitulate everything we were just saying, but something I was like, hey, can you please record was about feeling like with all the stuff that's going on, that there's going to be a need for so long, the people who have been aggrieved have had to forgive mm-hmm. or needed to forgive. Mm-hmm. And so now there may be a case where a lot of people who have a background like me, maybe they're white people or whatever, mm-hmm. and they're going, oh my goodness, this is awful. Mm-hmm. I hate seeing what I saw in Minneapolis or in Georgia. And so, mm-hmm. Okay, let's do something. But they may not find open hearts. And that's when we get the chance to be forgiving too.
Yeah, I was saying that I've been so encouraged by all of your emails or inboxes or whatever, however you've been contacting and saying, hey, I see this and I want to be able to do something. Or just the acknowledgement means everything, because for so long it has felt like you could barely get that. And the fact that it seems like there's this awakening, and that gives me such great hope. And that puts me even, which is weird because you asked me how am I doing with everything. Mm-hmm. And I'm actually more hopeful now than I was even a week or two ago, mm-hmm. which is so mm-hmm. weird because, you know, things are literally going up in flames around us. But that's the good news. And what I was telling you is there's some bad news, which is on our African-American brothers and sisters' side, I don't know that if you reach your hand out, I don't know that a hand is going to be extended to you right now. And your hand may get slapped away. There's that feeling. And I'm not condoning that feeling. I'm just telling you that it's there. And if you really want to be a peacemaker, mm-hmm. then you... My suggestion, just consider me like an ambassador from one place coming over to your place and saying, if you really want to make peace, you're really going to have to do what the Bible says in James, which is, if any man lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives. There's really going to have to be a spiritual answer to this to be able to walk in you being unoffended mm-hmm. when you're not received. When you say, hey, I see what's going on here. What can I do? What's nice for you to ask now? Like, that's the mm-hmm. kind of mm-hmm. that's the kind of feeling that's going to be there, I think. And there's going to have to be something where you kind of work out whatever maybe guilt you have. I don't know what a white person may have, because I'm not white. So I don't know what the feelings are that you may be wrestling with. But there's going to have to be kind of a reckoning with Christ and Calvary for that. Because the peacemaking is going to have to come from your side. And I don't know what that looks like. Mm-hmm. I've had a lot of people ask. I actually don't know. because I'm looking in the face of a lot of anger of people who are believers. Mm-hmm. And it is unsettling. So I don't know. Did that make this, that hopeful?
Yeah.
I don't know if that's hopeful or not, but
I haven't been a part of course, it's not in this particular crucible moment, mm-hmm. but I haven't been a part of a couple different African-American churches.
Yeah.
I sensed some of that mm-hmm. toward me mm-hmm. without anybody knowing who I am.
Right.
So, okay. So, hey, mm-hmm. guess what? This is how a lot of people have felt before mm-hmm. on the flip side.
Yeah.
So that was one thing that helped me mm-hmm. just go, okay, you know what? I'm not glutton for punishment or anything.
Right.
I'm not saying I deserve this as a guilt trip. I just mm-hmm. kind of like, well, let me remember kind of how this feels. Mm-hmm. And maybe over time,
yeah,
keep showing up. And to some extent, that's true, like over time. But if it's just in this moment of, oh, yeah, I was caught on video now. Mm-hmm. I guess I'm sorry.
Yeah.
That's how it's going to be perceived or something. Like,
right.
Okay. All right. But so having to forgive, like we were talking about in a previous podcast,
yeah.
like, okay, here's your chance.
And there's a lot of, this is not me condoning, but there's a lot of pain. There's a lot of anguish. There's a lot of, every new thing draws up all of your stuff. It draws up all the stuff of your family members been through, your grandpa, the stories it just draws up so much stuff. And it can be difficult to get out of that cycle, especially if now you retreat to your community, right? And then all of that is going on around you. So you're just surrounded mm-hmm. with it. And that's why it is so refreshing when a white brother or sister comes alongside and refuses to leave. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to be offended. I'm not going to say, well, I don't know what to say, so I better not say any. No, I'm here. And that, man... that it means everything. Mm-hmm. It really does. And so how do I make peace? I don't know. How did Jesus make peace for us with God? Sacrifice?
Yeah.
The cross?
Yeah.
That's what it looks like. And so...
That looks hard.
Yeah. Yeah, that didn't look easy over there yet.
No. Think about it.
Well, that's what I said about, I mean, I initially said that about the African Americans.
Totally. We've talked about that for a long time.
Yeah.
I feel like I hate this, mm-hmm. but here's the people who have to also bear the burden of forgiveness.
Yeah.
And it hurts to
yeah.
do that, to let go of, in order for unity to happen.
Yeah. Yes.
And so here's a chance for other people to do it too, possibly,
mm-hmm.
but over a much shorter period of time with a lot less hurt. And, mm-hmm. I just wonder we can't talk about what society should do
mm-hmm.
because we're a chosen people in
that
a way.
Is right.
Like we're the kingdom,
mm-hmm.
the people of the kingdom. Like we're His people. We're grafted into His family.
That's right.
So it's about us being mm-hmm. humble. But I wonder about what mutual submission looks like submitting to one another.
That's right. Yes. Yes.
So submitting is something we don't want to do. Mm-hmm. Right. So it's not just, okay, I agree with whatever I already agreed with,
mm-hmm.
but submitting would be, okay, I don't get it
mm-hmm.
totally, but I tell you what, I am coming underneath that.
That's right.
And supporting you
mm-hmm.
because I love you.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other side's like, no, no, no.
Mm-hmm.
We're submitting to you.
Yes.
And it's mutual submission. And it's a race to the floor, basically, of servanthood.
Yes.
Instead of a power trip.
And that humility, the Bible, I think it's in James again, that humility, the Bible promises that He gives grace
right.
to the humble.
Yeah.
So when we're doing that, then we are able to access a grace that helps us supernaturally, because there's sometimes that's, you know, the touchiness is going to get on your nerves. And just from both sides, the touchiness is going to get on your nerves. The almost kind of just offended at every single word, can't say the right thing, all of that. But if I humble myself because He said so, and because guys, look at the world, look at what's happening. They have to see a unity, or this is why Jesus said it.
Right.
This is why He said it. This
city
is why He's crying. Yes.
Where's the city on a hill? They could look and go, well, at least they've kind of figured it out.
Right.
How they do that.
Right.
They're different.
Mm-hmm.
Look how they love each other,
mm-hmm.
it says in the Bible.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. That's the other thing we've lamented for a long time. I wonder, of course, I'm just, who knows? what's happening or not happening spiritually or whatever, but I don't want to say this because I don't want to blow it. I don't want to spoiler alert. If God did something, I want him to go, oh, okay, well, then I'm not going to do it because you think you figured it out.
Big mouth.
I'm not going to do it that way. Yeah. This COVID thing, resetting how we think of church.
Yeah.
Coming at the exact same time as this kind of crisis. I mean, how many crises do we need before we reevaluate entirely our fiefdoms and our the way we do stuff and the need for actual on-the-ground relationships?
Yes.
Who knows the opportunities that awaits or what God might do if we humble ourselves and pray and seek him. I think there's something in the Bible about that.
Yeah.
Where is that? If my people...
Yeah.
Is that Jeremiah?
And I think it's Chronicles first.
Chronicles.
Or is that, it's in the Old Testament, but I think it's first or second Chronicles.
What is it? You memorized it. Go ahead.
If my people who are called by my name would humble themselves and pray, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, he'll forgive our sins and heal our land.
Heal our land. If my people.
My people. That's us, y'all. Yeah, I mean, we've done this thing in church culture where we just keep pivoting and looking at the world. Oh, my God. As if we're not culpable in some way.
I don't know where we're going, but why are we in this handbasket?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't understand. Like, what? Like, that doesn't. Don't control them. Like,
right.
What about us?
If my people. It seems like God is putting something squarely in a space. This is the healing.
Something I wanted to talk about on the show today, but really on the podcast too. So maybe you'll hear this twice.
Mm-hmm.
But because it's hard to talk on the radio about this.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to say the thing we were talking about that Mark Sears was pointing out about how St. Louis is a great baseball town.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, Pittsburgh's a great football town. It's not because everybody plays football.
Mm-hmm.
It's because there's 22 guys and starting or 54 on whatever the roster is. Tiny sliver of people in Pittsburgh are really good at football.
Yeah.
Great football town.
Uh-huh.
No, but there's just a few people doing it. Everybody else watch it, talks about it.
Right.
Few people do it, but it makes it a great town.
Mm-hmm.
A few people do it. So if a few people who listens to this podcast, honestly, and this is not what I wanted to stress, I'm not starting a program. It's not Brant's Prayer.
Right.
Hashtag 2020.
Yeah. Right, right.
Blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
No t-shirts. No logos, but just a few of us who are listening, earnestly humbling ourselves.
Yeah.
Trying to be holy people means set apart, like not fall into the stuff that's so crippling to us.
Mm-hmm.
And actually seeking his presence in our lives and communicating with him. And then like begging him for mercy and his intervention and his kingdom to come on earth as it is in heaven in America. And like, would, I mean, who knows?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's not going to be, it's not a program. It's
right.
But, you know, I think it's worth doing.
I do too.
What if it's just a few people?
Yeah. What else are we going to do? The other thing is we're going to just wring our hands.
Better than any ideas you guys have.
We hear y'all say nothing.
I haven't gotten emails from you guys with ideas, so, you know, you can make fun of my thing all you want, you guys. Man, you guys are so critical. Forget it. No, it's something to think about. So, I want to try to talk about that on radio. It's hard, because it's hard to sum up in 60 seconds.
Well, you do the best at it, dear sir.
Thanks. Thank you. I'm going to try. Thank you for listening.
Thanks, guys.
We love you.
This has been the Brant and Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by Fellowship Home Loans. To find out more about the radio show or to order Brant's new book, The Truth About Us, go to BrantHanson.com.